Here's my number one problem with Senator Sanders' candidate for President of the United States. Nobody can ask him challenging questions that go to the heart of his integrity. He challenges Hillary Clinton at the very most basic honesty levels, and he never actually comes out and says what he wants you to conclude. He just leads you right up there and says you have to go the last step to actually conclude that this individual is dishonest and corrupt and in the employment of the oil industry, the banking industry, the whatever, the defense industry. You know, we've elected presidents that were clearly owned by the defense industry. I mean, that was the reason why we had the war in Iraq, probably why we had the war in Afghanistan as well. But it's amazing that people don't seem to notice this, that just asking a basic question of Sanders, and I can tell you because I have tried to do that, the questions don't penetrate, they never make it to him, because none of his supporters will ask him a question, and he doesn't, I guess, feel he has to respond to questions of people who aren't supporters of him. But there have been some very, very basic questions asked of Mr. Sanders, and we haven't heard any answers. And for a candidate to get this far in the process, never mind whether someone's electable or not, I would like to know who he is. And I'd like to know how he resolves the contradictions that are in the story that he tells about himself and his plan for what happens after he becomes president, because we've heard absolutely nothing about that. Heard about a lot of magic that's supposed to happen after he gets elected, but nothing at all about how he plans to do any of the things he's talked about doing. Just says, well, if they can have it in Europe, we can have it in the United States. Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Okay, how? As if nobody's ever wanted the things that he's talked about before, and that nobody has ever voted on the base of those things. This guy is not a good person, okay? That's my take on it. I'm prepared to be convinced otherwise, but if all that ever happens when the questions that challenge his integrity are shouted down, then I'm only going to dig in on that belief that he's not honest. And that is his whole basis for being a candidate, is his honesty. I mean, if it comes right down to it, this is what he won't actually say. I'm honest and she's not. Why? Because I guess he's still got a little bit of shame, huh? Because the dude is 74 years old and he knows the score. What he's doing, he's taking advantage of a lot of people who want to believe something and either don't know what questions to ask or would prefer to believe because they know in their heart it can't be right. It isn't right. So that's, you know, and I see it with coming from well-intentioned, well-meaning people, picking at little things, you know, that prove that something or other about Hillary Clinton. But mostly what they seem to prove is that she's a politician and has been one for 25 years, 25 plus years, at national level for 25 years. And that's what they prove. They don't prove anything other than that. And I guess when you come down to it, I don't buy the whole idea that you elect non-politicians to do a politician's job. What you do is you elect good politicians. You elect politicians who you've had a chance to see in action and see what they do, and that basically they're doing the things you want them to do. That's it. It's really that simple. It's the same way you hire a programmer, the same way you find a good doctor. You're not hiring a best friend. And you're hiring somebody you definitely have to keep an eye on, okay? And the closer an eye you keep on them, the better result you're going to get. And part of keeping an eye on them, by the way, means voting in the midterm elections. Not just letting it happen every 4 years. Have it happen at least every two so that you have a say in the Congress. Because as you've seen, the Congress is pretty important, right? And even better, why not elect sometimes electing local politicians can make your life significantly better or worse too. In fact, very often. So, anyway, that's what I have to say today. And I thank you for listening.